Well, we got to talk to Stacy because apparently the planets are out of alignment in the Piscean energy over there. So we're going to have to see what's going on over there. Stacy, how are you doing? Good to have you. I'm seeing lights flashing here, thinking things are going to shut off. Maybe the battery's dying. But what do I know? I'm just the girl behind the microphone. How are you doing, Stacy?
Hi, Sarah. Well, maybe I could connect some of these dots for you quickly.
Oh,
please do.
Yes.
So let me try. So we're in Aquarius season. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Now,
yes.
Aquarius's ruler is Uranus, and Uranus is king and queen of the curveball. And
Are
Uranus
you
is all about technology. So, you know, you wanted to talk about curveballs tonight, and the universe wanted to show how you handle one, I guess.
So let me share this with you. So I don't know what to look for in astrology. It's not something that I take the time to really look up and analyze. So I'm always fascinated. I am truly fascinated when spirit gives me a topic and they're like, we want to talk about a curveball. And we want to talk about the energy of a curveball. And I'm like, well, that's really like, you know, who wants to talk about life throwing them a curveball? Like, can we come up with a better topic? And spirit's like, no, Sarah Spiritual, we're going to talk about how life throws you curveball. And we were going to do this show last Wednesday, but I wasn't able to get here last Wednesday to do a show. So we played our uncertainty show again, and I wasn't here for a live show. Very rare, but I wasn't here. It wasn't necessarily a curveball. It was just something that was like a decision that I made. I wasn't going to be able to come here on last Wednesday. And so here we are talking to you, and the planet Uranus is kind of creating a whole bunch of ruckus, apparently. And I had no idea that all of these changes could create curveballs. So do explain this to our listeners a little bit more in depth, because before we get to the signs, give us some ways that we could have a curveball, because whenever things change or catch people off guard, as you know, Stacy, people get a little freaked out and we get nervous and we panic. So how do we handle the curveballs of life?
Well, I guess we call them curveballs because we just don't see it coming until it hits us in the head, right?
Correct.
And that's the one aspect in our charts that we have no control of. The planet Uranus is the planet that kind of is really there, to your point, to right-size us when we need to be right-sized, or to get us on the right track, or as you were talking about earlier, when those changes come and we don't understand them until later on we know why they happen, because they're part of our journey and our bigger plan. But at the time, totally shakes us. So Uranus will show up in your chart and hit you in certain places in your area when you need to make a change. So learning how to cope with them and having faith that it's putting you in the places you really need to be help navigate. But I'm not going to minimize sometimes how much it really does shake us up. But hold on to the fact that it is part of your plan for the greater good. And I like to think about the fact that, you know, it's a good thing the universe doesn't let us flounder in the wrong direction for too long, isn't it, Sarah?
Well, it can be, but, you know, that uncomfortability of going from point A to point B and they're dragging us kicking and screaming, anyone who's been through it, which I'm sure a great amount of listeners have had that moment of like, I didn't want to come here. It's just a rough feeling. But in the end, we always get to see what the greater purpose is.
And I do think many times it happens in an area of your life where maybe you're dragging your feet and you should have made the change. You know, we talk about other energies that come through, like retrogrades. We're meant to stop and pause and consider and talk and think about the directions. Now, it's interesting that you're having a wonderful class and event on the 28th this month, which is a very special day when Sun and Saturn are conjunct in Pisces, meaning it could be called the day of challenges, and it is in Pisces, but it's meant for us to pause.
All right,
and
hold
consider.
On.
And we're going to talk about tonight where
hold on.
That in
hold
your
on.
Life that is going to happen.
Stacy, hold on. Wait a minute. So we're going to do our live radio show on a day of challenges on the 28th. And it's in the Piscean energy, and my producer's a Pisces. Should I tell him not to come?
No, you want him there because the Sun and Saturn are in Pisces. And Pisces is when we're most connected to our spiritual side. So it is the perfect time for you to connect with your audience on a basis where you're having everybody stop and pause and consider the important parts of their life and make the connections for their long term. Right?
Ah, all right. And the name of the show, Spirit gave me the name of the show for that day. They never give me the name this far in advance, is Leap of Faith. So that must be appropriate too, yes?
Leap of Faith, that's what Pisces is all about. Pisces is all about your spiritual side, listening to your gut, making connection to spirit. So it is all about faith. So there's no coincidences.
No coincidences.
About your events.
Thank God I listened to spirit. And so, apparently spirit knows astrology. So that's the best part. Spirit knows astrology. I listen to spirit. Thank God. And then when I really need to know the astrology, who do I call? Stacy Holler. So Stacy, enough about our little moments here at the studio. Tell everyone, what are we going to expect? How powerful are these next 2 months for everyone? I know we're going to do Justice Month, but give us a little insight as to, you know, we're through the new year. We've got a new moon coming. We have the Chinese New Year coming. A lot of things are coming into alignment, at least for a while. Give us something to look forward to, and give us something to take away, understanding for each of us what we can learn from these times and what we can really create, if you would, please.
Yes, and you brought up the Lunar New Year, and I do want to mention that, because I want everybody to understand the cycles that we go through and the zodiac cycle. So this Lunar New Year coming is taking us from a year of the water rabbit into the wood dragon. And every time we graduate into the next sign, it's a reaction to the sign before. So in the Chinese zodiac new year, we're coming out of the introspective spiritual water rabbit. And now what's starting this weekend in the new year is the fire breathing dragon. And you mentioned earlier, yes, now we're coming into a new energy that's about building and growth. It's associated with Aries and Mars. So we're going to have a lot of that energy pushing us forward and able to accomplish things. But we do want to take a look for everybody about that. We always look at the new moon and the full moons, because that's the general energies of where we're creating what we want and what's coming to fruition. So we're going to look at that. And then we'll take a peek in for everybody where on Sarah's live broadcast, what area of your life is going to be an area for you to pause and take a look at. So yes, we'll start to rock around the clock.
Yes.
Remember, listen to your rising sign as well, everybody, if you know that. So we'll start with Aries. So Aries, the new moon is in your 11th house. And this is for you to think about your dreams and envision where you want to go over the next 6 months. New moons is vision time. So in your 11th house, it's your goals and your dreams and your friends and associations and who you want to be with. And when the full moon comes around, that's in your house of everyday life. So is it time to sign up for the gym? Think about your health. This full moon, finally pull the plug on that plan of what you've been thinking. Or if you're cleaning up your house, now's the time to do it. Now your day of challenge is in your 12th house. So on that day, it's for you to be about introspection and meditation and time to release the things that you've been working on and where you want to be going forward. Now, Taurus, your new moon is in your career house. So it's time for you to envision what you want in the next 6 months. Working on a promotion, what do you have to put in place? Time to start to look for a job. Maybe you're thinking about a new career. And the full moon for you is in your house of romance and love, the fifth house. And creativity. So the creative projects you've been working on may finally come to fruition. And it's time to get out, show your talents. Now, your day of challenge is in your 11th house. And that 11th house is all about your goals and dreams and friends. So if you need changes in that area, what is your world and who do you want to be associated with over the next 6 months? Now, Gemini, Sarah, you got to pay attention. Your new moon is in the 9th house. Now that's the house of entrepreneurship and publishing and media and travel. So if you're planning that great big trip, now is the time to start thinking about it. And if you have something in the works to be publishing something, or where you want to explore in the world, this is your vision time on this new moon. And your full moon is in your fourth house, meaning anything contemplating in your home. Maybe you've been thinking about a move, or now's the time to put your house up for sale. Any changes of somebody possibly moving in, that might happen on this full moon. And your day of challenge is in your 10th house. That's your career, your goals. So Gemini, it's your day to pause and look at your career goals and how you're viewed in the world. That's the house of how people see you in the world. Cancer, your new moon is in your 8th house. That's all about your intimate relations. Could also be about your investments and shared resources. So if you're planning that with someone, now's the time to say, what does that look like in the next 6 months? And your full moon comes in your house of communications. Who have you been sharing ideas with? Have you been working on a project that could come to fruition? Or something in your community or your neighborhood that you could finally make happen? Now, your day of challenges is in your 9th house, and that's going to make you look at your belief system. What is your philosophy of life? How do you see yourself in the world? Are you down the path you want to be? Now, Leo's your new moon, 7th house. That's your committed relationships. So envision what you want in your long-term relationships, whether it be a marriage or a business partnership. What does that look like for you? And your full moon is in your 2nd house of money and values. So did you start something 6 months ago that could be bringing you some money now? Something coming in a different way, a new project? Or are you going to finally purchase something that you've been researching for the last 6 months? Now, your challenges on that Sun-Saturn conjunction, they're in your 8th house. So that's going to cause you to look at your closest relationships and your investments. Take a look if that's going down in the area that places you want to be. Now, Virgo, your new moon is about your health, your everyday life. What do you want your routines to be like over the next few months? Pay attention to a new health habit or get rid of one if you need to work on that. And the full moon, it's in your sign, Virgo. So what did you start 6 months ago? What have you been working on? Because now it could come to fruition for you. It's in your first house. It's how you are out in the world. And on your Sun-Saturn conjunction, it's in your 7th house, your most committed relationship. So that's a time for you to take a look at, are those really where you want them to be? Do you want to make that commitment, or do you need to make a change? Now, Libras, the new moon is in your 5th house. That's about romance, creativity, your talent. So it could be time for love. You need to get out and start to get things going in that house. But your talent's out there. Now, the full moon is in your 12th house. That's the house of healing and transitions. So inner work that you've been doing is going to come to fruition. So be sure to listen to your gut. Meditation would be great for you around that time, Libra. And your Sun-Saturn challenges, that's in your 6th house. So your daily life is calling you that day. Do you have a plan that you need to put into place for your everyday work-life balance or your health? Now, Scorpio, your new moon is in your 4th house. That's about home and family. So is it time to start planning a move, or you want to plan out a renovation or make some changes, or maybe you'll take in a roommate? And on the full moon, that's in your house of goals and dreams, your friends, associations. So look around you. There might have to be changes there to right-size you with the right people around you to move forward to what you want to accomplish. And the day of challenge is in your 5th house of romance. So you'll be thinking about if you want to make a commitment, if you want to move on, if you want to open yourself to new people in your life. Now, Sagittarius, the new moon, is in your house of communications and community. And think about plans in the next 6 months, about who you want to connect with, what projects you might want to start, even locally in your neighborhood. And the full moon is in your house of career. So let's see what happens. Did you 6 months ago start working on changing jobs, or maybe planning to move within a company or get a promotion? It's what you've been working on, because that's what the full moon culminates. And the Sun-Saturn conjunction is in your 4th house. That's about your home. So if you're thinking about your living situation, does it need to change in some way? That day you're going to want to be thinking about anything you might want in that regard. Now, Capricorns, your new moon is in your 2nd house. That's money, values, You're thinking about where you could bring money in over the next 6 months. What's something new you could pursue? And your full moon is in your house of travel and new learning and studies. What do you want to work on to keep moving out in the world and experience new things? Maybe you want to take up a new course of learning. Now, your house, your day of challenge, rather, is in your third house. So look at those projects you want to pursue. Start making your plans. Think it through very carefully and make sure you're looking at both sides and you can move forward. Now, Aquarius, the new moon, that's in your first house. Who do you want to be in the world this year? What do you want yourself to look like over the next 6 months? Sometimes people change their how they look and their appearances when it's in your first house. Now, the full moon is in your eighth house. That's all about intimate relationships. So you might be making decisions then. Are you in or out? Do you want to make new shared investments with your partner? Are those going to, they may pay off on the full moon. Now, your day of challenge is in your house of money. So you might want to look at your finances. Good day to think about budgeting, changes you might want to make going forward. And Pisces, the new moon is in your 12th house. That's the unconscious. That's the hidden house. That's where you should be meditating, all your inner work. So you're feeling very close to your spiritual side on the new moon, Pisces. And the full moon is in your seventh house of committed relationships. So you may meet someone new, or you may decide to make a commitment or a business partnership. It's kind of, should I stay or should I go time? And your day of challenge is in your first house. What do you need to face about yourself so you can improve? What changes do you want to make as you go forward through the year? So we do have those times to pause, Sarah. It gives us times. Uranus gives us some time to pause, and the universe gives us energy so we could reconsider and make our changes. And then I guess when we don't do it, when we should, that's when the universe is going to kind of give us that little curveball.
Well,
but we got it all to handle it.
We've got a lot of curveballs coming up then for some people. But when we look at the way the planets are moving and we take us past right now, if I were to ask you, if somebody needed to make changes in their life, and we know different people in different aspects of their homes, their spiritual homes, their houses, we understand that they're impacted. But what's your advice, general advice, astrologically speaking? Because we really don't have any planets retrograde, correct?
Yeah, nothing that is affecting us as potently. Yeah, we don't have those energies affecting us now.
So when we move
towards... Correct, we can move forward.
Yeah, so what would your advice be for those in these next 2 months before we get hit with the planets starting to go retrograde? I know Mercury goes retrograde in April. There's some other planet. Is another planet going to be retrograde before Mercury retrograde, or is Mercury retrograde the kickoff of retrogrades?
Well, what I have in front of me at the moment, I don't have all those right dates, but we have a Mercury retrograde about every 3 months or so.
Right.
So we always have that. They're the ones that occur the most often, and they're the ones that affect us in our most daily life. Okay. We have very powerful outer planet energies affecting us all year. That we know, and we see it happening around the world. But personally for us, it's always about staying true to our own truth. And we're always challenged with energies that look to divert us and challenge us. But it's all about us taking the time to stop and doing some introspection and understanding that we're all, each on our own personal journey. Not everybody else is surrounding you. And that things do happen for a reason. And we all know we have everything behind us so we can navigate it. Well, we're not here to fail, but we're here to learn and grow. And I always say we need to stick to following, as we talk about often. If you let your soul guide you, you can get through whatever energies come your way. And that's what the universe is forcing us to do, because when we can't explain what's happening and we feel like we're getting battered by Uranus or the curveballs, all we have is faith in our soul to know that we've been through this before and we've navigated this before and we're not alone and we're each on our own journey, no matter what energies surround us. And that's the way we all have to learn to navigate. Don't you agree?
I do. I most certainly do. And when we look at life giving us curveballs. Well, the curveballs you've been through, they brought you to where you are now as well. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I could do a whole Hall of Fame of curveballs, which is, I'm sure, many of us feel, right?
Yes.
And, you know, doing what you do, Sarah, and I talk to people all the time, and you're always amazed at what people survive and go through and how strong we all really are when we don't feel it.
Correct.
Everybody has in their, everybody has in their chart a Chiron, which is, as you know, our wounded healer. We all have it because we all have events in our life to generate those curveballs so we can learn and grow. And when we forget that it's not all for the greater good, it gets scary and depressing. And we have to remember that we're just playing it all out here. And God has our back. And the planets have your back. And your angels have your back. And that's how we have to get through it. You know, the planet energies of Neptune is thrown in front of us, so we can't always see things clearly. And it's there to force us to look inside, because we all have the truth inside. Isn't the best place of knowledge our own soul?
That's where all the answers are. We just haven't been trained to look there. So we've got to all reprogram ourselves to drop down inside and listen to our heart and the promptings of our soul. Well, Stacey, we are really appreciative that you listen to the prompting of your soul and a little prodding from someone named Sarah Spiritual that said, Stacey, we need to take the show on the road and we need to be doing astrology to many people in the world. And I thank you for following your soul's guidance so that you can connect with our listeners here on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah on the Oldie Station and sharing a little insight on astrology so that they can integrate it in their day-to-day life and be aware of the energetic influences that may be impacting them emotionally, spiritually, and even playing out in the physical and perhaps throwing them a curveball. We're really glad that you followed your soul. And for those of you listening, if you'd like to know more about Stacey, you can visit her website, destinyinthestars.com. There you'll find all her information and a way to contact her so that you can have your personal chart done and get some insight as to really what the planets have to say for you and how their influences have impacted you now and they may impact you in the future. There's always movement. Is that correct, Stacey? The planets are always moving. So nothing stays the same. That's the only constant, that there's always change, correct?
Yes, and you taught me that a very long time ago. And I just do want your listeners to know that you were my curveball for sure. Because when you got me to start doing this, that was a total curveball to me. So how many years have I been thanking you for that curveball? So right. There you go, Sarah.
Absolutely.
Yes. Keep on trucking, everybody. It's all there for our greater good. Just remember that, and then you'll be able to navigate your way. Thank you, Sarah. I love being here with you.
Thank you. We love having you, Stacey. We'll see you next month, right after the show of challenges, and we'll see what's going on for our fabulous month of March. So thank you so much, Stacey. Those, again, everyone, go to destinyinthestars.com. Schedule your session with Stacey. It'll be an eye-opener, and you really want to see what the planets have to say for you. Thank you so much, Stacey. Have a great night, and we send our love to you and healing energy. I know your mom just had a procedure, so we send you that healing energy for your mom as well.
Oh, thank you so much. She's doing great. She felt your energy, and we'll see you again next month. Thanks
again. Bye for now. Bye.